Praise God. As we continue to celebrate all God is doing, we want to take this time to share a story from one of our congregations. I want to invite Pastor Bruce Ellington Woods to come forward from Salem Mennonite Church. He will be sharing the testimony of what they're doing in terms of innovation and ministry. We have a grant resource at the conference called Missional Operations Grants. How many of you have had opportunity to take advantage of those grants? Raise your hands. High up so we can see. Okay. So far this year, we've distributed nearly $43,000 in those grant monies. And the purpose of that money is to help congregations who have innovative ways that they want to reach into mission and ministry. And so we've helped several congregations over the last decade to, and individuals actually, to work at special areas of ministry, whether it be mission trips, things in the community, expansion of church work and ministry. And so we want to give you a public service announcement that early 2016, there will be a brochure coming out with specific information about the grants and how you can access it. This is a very important part of what Franconia Conference has provided in support to our congregations, to encourage you to think beyond yourselves, to think in ways that we can partner with you again and again and again in helping you to achieve mission and ministry. So Bruce is going to take some time to tell us about his most recent experience. Bruce, thank you.
Okay, so God is doing amazing work in Quakertown. It was interesting to listen to Scott talk last night and to see how God is working in some very similar ways in East Greenville and in Quakertown. So we received a grant to weed whack a cemetery. And before you fire any of us for that, Let me give you some of the backstory. It was, 6 or 7 years ago that Pastor Dave Kratz, who grew up at Franconia Mennonite Church, who is now on staff at East Swamp Church, was having a conversation with the chief of police of Quakertown. The chief of police of Quakertown is a believer, and he expressed concern that he and his officers were running into a generation of parentless, directionless teenagers. And anybody can tell you, you have to be a believer to know that that's a disaster for our future. So about the same time, the borough of Quakertown has a skate park, and the skate park was falling into disrepair, and a lot of bad things were going on there. So Pastor Dave said to him, why don't you give us an opportunity as churches, and Dave was the leader of the Youth Pastor Network in Quakertown, why don't you give us an opportunity to see if we can do something with a skate park? So a number of years later, if you'd give me the first picture, that's Pastor Dave at the skate park. They started doing ministry there, and make a long story short, they now do they do regular weekly ministry, and they do 4 events during the year. They have developed their approach to ministry is simply to develop relationships with kids. They're just there to develop relationships. And, of course, along the way, since they're all pastors, sooner or later they start hearing about Jesus. And I just take it right to the end. I was meeting with Dave on Thursday, and he said, Bruce, they went to, give me another picture. Skate park. There, this is free fall. It's their September competition, kind of the big competition each year. Give me another picture. This is a group of kids he took to a training facility where they could train to be skaters and to be bike riders. This is a dream come true for kids to be able to go to this place. And there's kids asking to be baptized. Okay, so the church stepped up and solved the problem for the borough. So the next thing that happens is the Union Cemetery finds himself in financial difficulty. The Union Cemetery is a private nonprofit cemetery. It was established in the 1800s for people that couldn't be buried in church cemeteries because they weren't members. Like if you were, let's see, from Africa, Jewish, atheist, just didn't bother to go to church. Where are you going to bury these people? So they established a cemetery to do that. Over the years, through some, some mismanagement, they got into some financial trouble. Sitting on the board of the Union Cemetery is the chief of police of the borough of Quakertown. And so he said, well, the churches have helped us in the past. So he called up Pastor Dave, said, would you come in? We want to talk to you about how you could help us. Pastor Dave called me. I went along. They said, could you weed whack? And we should have a picture of the cemetery. Okay, this is one of the meeting places of the Church of Quakertown. If you go on to the next one, we should have a picture of the cemetery coming up pretty soon. Okay, there's the borough. We've been deeply involved with the borough. There we go. There's a picture of Union Cemetery. Give me the next one, too. Yeah, would you please mow and weed whack the cemetery? Could you do that for us? And we went and looked at it. We said, there's no way we can mow this. It's 10 acres of tombstones. We cannot mow this. But what we'll do, we'll weed whack it, and we'll raise money to help you pay for the mowing. So we've been doing that for 2 years. All right? And I was asked to be the volunteer coordinator, and I want to talk about churches together or meeting places at the Church of Quakertown. Okay, so I saw Pastor Bob somewhere. Where were you, Pastor Bob? Okay, your table is Salem Mennonite Church. You took responsibility for the weed whacking of the cemetery. Okay, now I need another table. How about this one right here? You guys are East Swamp Church. You took responsibility for the ministry at the skate park. Okay, so we're in our second year. We just completed our second year weed whacking. The cemetery is now financially stable, not only because of what we did, but some other things as well. But we helped significantly. So a problem, borough turns to the church solve the problem. So the next thing is the borough's been looking for a youth center. This parentless, directionless group of teens need a place to go after school and need a place to go during the summer. And so if you'd move ahead. Another meeting place of the Church of Quakertown. Keep going. Ah, the Moose Building. The borough owns a Moose Building and said, back in June, we'll give you the Moose Building if you can do a youth center and bring the senior center into it, and we'll call it a community center. As that's unfolded, that's not working out. So give me another picture. This is a building. It's not going to work out in the Moose Building, but this is a building we're actually going to be looking at on Wednesday as a possible location for the youth center. And again, through the borough economic development guy called me up this week and said, hey, can you get by and look at this building? I think this one may work for you. So we continue to work on a youth center, and we're really in the vision stage. The vision, we're putting our vision together. This is going to be, we're going to follow that same pattern of ministry. This is not a discipleship center. It's not an evangelism center. This is a drop-in place where kids can come and where they can build, we'll build relationships where there's going to be adult, non-judgmental presence. This is a spiritually free place where we can have any conversation about spirituality. Now, of course, the interesting thing, and I've been, as I'm leading this group, putting some leadership into this group, I say, you know, we're all Christians, so you know what kind of advice kids are going to get. Okay, we're going to be sharing the gospel. Okay, but we're not going to be judgmental. It's okay if kids come from different places. That's great. What we found in the Upper Bucks area over and over again is that teenagers want adult supervision. They want adults around. They do not want to be judged. They want to be able to freely express what they believe. And so that's what we're working on in the youth center. Now, note that you gave us money, that the conference gave us money along the way as the Church of Quakertown is solving problems. You gave us money. You essentially bought us influence, right? I mean, it's a culture that mammon rules in, and you bought us, you helped to buy us influence in the community. Some other things are happening as I conclude this. And this is true in your school district, too. I don't know the exact number in your school district. In Quakertown, there's 50 homeless kids. in the Quaker Town School District, half of them are no longer connected to their family. No longer connected to their family. Morningstar, we need a table to be Morningstar. How about you guys? This table right here would be Morningstar Fellowship. You've taken responsibility with a program called Safe Families through Bethany. The local rep is Bethany Christian Ministries, to develop a ministry, Safe Families, that is going to your a bunch of families at your church are going to be a landing place for these homeless kids until their social workers can get something established for them. Okay. Also, about this time, about the time that we started in the cemetery 2 years ago, we started in the Church of Quakertown a homeless shelter, a Code Blue homeless shelter, which is Code Blue, December 1st to March 31st, when the temperature and wind chill go below 26 degrees, we open for homeless people. It has been hosted at churches. Salem was one of the host churches. This year, praise God, we don't have to host it. It's going to be at the Masonic Temple, and I apologize for not taking a picture of the Masonic Temple when I was driving around the other day. I just forgot to. But it's going to be at the Masonic Temple right in town. But again, and people have been involved with this. West Swamp Church, West Swamp Mennonite Church, is putting a tremendous amount of energy. So we got somebody to be West Swamp. You guys are West Swamp. So you guys are like working on a homeless shelter. You're giving it the energy it needs to go day to day. Okay? So the point I'm trying to make is that God is working in Quakertown in amazing ways because he loves people and he wants people to know Jesus. And so he's working in a cemetery, for goodness sakes. This is the work that God gave us to do, go weed whack a cemetery. So we praise God. I just praise God that you've joined in with us in doing this work. And we look forward to the development of this youth center and whatever else God has for us. So thank you for listening to me, and praise God.
So I'll admit that when I first saw that proposal to fund weed whacking in the cemetery, I couldn't quite believe it, Bruce, tell you the truth. So I called Bruce and to find out how in the world this would be used, and he explained it to me, and the Spirit talked to me very quickly. I think it's a wonderful thing. So thank you, Bruce.